to heaven. I don't want to get to be a good get. Until you come to that place.
Yeah.
So that's why over here it's good. That's Shandachom over here. So Rashi says, Kivon the Hod Omrle, Hochi, since she ended off like this, Mechla the Loi Kofta. She's not Makbri in the Kabbalah in this place or that place. The main thing is, though, she wants you to bring the get to that city, and there she's Megareshes. If you have Lezois, Lezois says no, that the wife has to stop eating Shuma right away. For the Gemara Pshita, the Omara Makamiloi, because all she's doing is just showing him the place. So Gemara says, of course she's also right away, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, no, L'tzricha v'chidesh is the Omer le'zil le'mizroch, the east of the Mizroch. That the wife says to Shino, my husband is on the east, travel towards the east to receive the get. V'chazu l'marav, this person goes to the west side. So Gemara says, I would have thought to say, v'marav olesa, that for sure the husband is not on the west side. So I don't have to be afraid that the shlich is receiving the get for a while. So maybe she's still allowed to eat the truma until the shliach goes to the east. Kamash mala, no, that's the chiddush you know. That Dilma maybe, Padi de Kozo, Megam Goyim Bey. That as soon as the shliach goes away, maybe it happened that he met up with the husband, Rashi Podeya Boy. Maybe, like we said before, the Svarin of Blazer is, that maybe the husband was taking the trip that day. And even though usually he's on the east, it could be this day he was on the west. So we have to be afraid as soon as the shliach leaves the wife, maybe right away around the corner he meets up with the husband, and the husband gives her the get, gives him the get right away, and he's a shnichla kabbalah, she's legereshes, so she has to stop eating shuma right away. Now, let's say a man wants to make an erev tchumim, whatever it is, he wants to be able to walk out outside the tchum on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you tell somebody, go and put out for me there, but tomorrow, go use dates to make the Erev. The Erev led Begroigus, instead he took out dry dates, Groigus. Or else Begroigus, he told him to use Groigus, the Erev led, but tomorrow told him to use tomorrow. What's the Lacha? Kitzah, the Shliach used something you did not tell him. So Tony Chod, the one price it says, Erev or Erev. Yes, the Erev is good. What's the difference what he took? Either one is good for the Erev, Tchumim is good. The Tani, the other price, says, no, any movie Erev. The Erev is no good. So it's a stira. On a rabbi, it's like this, Lakash, there's no kasha. Horabon and Horab Leza. It's totally if you say, when he says the place, is he makbid bedaf lasek from there, or soni maramokim. Horabon and the army kredo. Rabbon is saying, now, Mishnah, even when the wife says, take the get in LA, she's makbid bedafka there. See, also, the person said, bedafka to take tomorrow, he means only tomorrow, not Gregorus. And the one that says it is good, hurry up, leather, the Yamamara Mokamiloi. No, there's no reason to be makbid, even though he says one way, all he meant to say is, Ishno, over here, there's dates. But if you go to my house and you take on the other side, the Gregris, he's not makbid. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, no, I'll tell you, Hobo Rabbonin. Both of them go according to the Rabbonin. And even though over there they're makbid, here there's no reason to be makbid. What's the difference if the Shliach takes dates or it takes Gregris? What's the difference? Says, so why does one place say the Erev is no good? I tell you, kan v'shaloi, kan v'shachaveroi. One is talking about that the dates was yours, but the groigris did not belong to you. They belong to your friends. So then Avadi has no right to use it. So then Avadi, the owner, is makbid. If the owner owns both the dates and the groigris, doesn't make a difference then which one you use. That's the first price that says both of them are kasha. But if the groigris belongs to your friend, and you tell them to take tomorrow, there you makbid b'dafka, take the tomorrow, not the groigris. Olalei Abaya. Abaya said, that we learned. Hoy melishluch, someone tells the shliach, Orav li b'migdol, go make me an Erev in the Migdol, like in the tower. And the Havamina is, I meant to say, leave my Erev, I'm giving you the bread now, whatever it is, for Erev Tchumin, outside the Tchum, and by the Pai Mama, and put it in the tower there. The Erev lay b'shevach, and by mistake, he put it in the shevach, on top of the wall, he put it. On the bird nest there. Or else the shevach, he put it in the bird nest and the shevach over there. The Erev lay b'migdol, and the guy instead went to put it in the tower. So there also the Tony Chod Ruvi Erev, but Tony the Hainer Ruvi Erev. It's a machlekes over there. One bride says the Erev Tchum is good, one says it's no good. So Chur Hosm over there, my Shloi B'Shachav Erika. What does it got to do with yours or your friend? The Havamina is, you're giving him now food to put out there. It's your food. The only question is, where should he put it? Should he put it in the tower, or should he put it in the bird nest there? So what's the difference? They're both Hefka there. What's the difference if he puts it one place or the other place? Like, what's the machlekes over there? How come there one says it's no good? Why should we say he's makbid over there? Zmar says yes. Hosam nami ika peri de migdal of peri de shevich. The case is not that I'm giving you the food to put over there, but I'm telling you, go there to the tower there, there's food there in the tower. Or go there to the bird nest over there, the shoivach, there's food in the shoivach over there. So that's what it says, either way it's good, both places it's your food. But since it's your food both places, it doesn't make a difference from which one it takes the erev. But the brisa that says it's no good is talking about in the other place is not your food. So if you tell him to go to the shoivach, and he goes to the migdol, there it's no good, because the food in the migdol does not belong to you. So he has no right to take somebody else's food, therefore show your makbid not to use that for the erev. Mishnah says like this. Somebody says to a cipher, write up a get for my wife, and give it to my wife. So pshita, that's a good lush and that's good. What about the husband says, gershuha, kisvuha, igeris? Like, I want to give her a get and write an igeris. Or else, tnula, give her, harayelu, any one of these ways of saying it, it all means, harayelu, yichtabu, yitnu. They're all good lishinus of giving get, you have right to give it, to write it up and give it. What about if the husband says, Pachruha, Parnasuha, Osula Kanimas, do nice to her, Osula Kura, do what's fit for her, Loyamaklum? That means nothing. These are not the shyness of Gitim. That means act nice to her, but Lav Dalka means to give her a get. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Shalchuha, send to her, Shavkuha, Tachuha, Reelo, Yichtuva, Yitnu. These are also good the shyness of Gitim. Shalchu means Rashad, Loshin, Vishulcha, Mibesa, the passage says. And Shavku is Loshin, Loshin Igerish Shvukin. Tarchu is Loshin Truchin Gerishin. His law Loshin of cutting off ties. So all these are good Lashinus of Gerishin. So husband meant to say, you could write up a guest for my wife. What about Pachruhu? Parnasua? Asala Kanimas, do nice to her. Asala Kara, do what's fitting for her. Layamaklum. It means nothing. We don't know it means to mean a get. Maybe it means something to take good care of her. Tanir Rav Nasanayna. Pitchruha, Devar of Kriyam. It says the word pitchruha. Then we say that means I want a pot, I want to be free of her, I want to give her a get. You can write her a get. Pitchruha, with the yud, pitchruha, leomaklum, that means nothing. That's what Nosson said. This is what says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Rabbi Nosson de Bavloihu. Rabbi Nosson lives in Bavel. Therefore, Vedayig ben pitchruha le patruha. There's a difference between if you said the word pitchruha or patruha. Mashenka in Tana Didan, our Tana the Mishnah, Devar Eretz Yisraelu, we live in Eretz Yisrael. Leidayik, there there's no difference. Whether you say Petrua, Patrua, both of them is Devar of Ein Kayom, it means nothing. So Rashi explains, Rashi says, Reb Nosson the Bavel, the first big line, Reb Nosson the Bavel, who? Shebomi Bavel, Akhazim Barbasra, Vedayik ben Petrua, Patrua, Shemesaprim Pom Beloshin Arami, sometimes they speak Aramic there, or Pom Beloshin Ibris, sometimes Loshin Akhadish, Hilkach. Kiyama patrua loshin get. Peturinu means I want to be free of her. It's a get. Shidgish. Fesiba beloshin arami. Fiyama pitrua, siba beloshin ivri. Fiyama loshin pata bechayva. That's a loshin of loshin akardish. That just means a loshin of peturin chayv. So that doesn't mean gittin. Vashenka tanli danos and Eretz Yisrael, they don't talk aramic. So therefore, that loshin is both ways means a loshin of ptur of chayva has nothing to do with gittin. Therefore, the husband did not say a loshin of giving his wife a get. I boil you, I have a question like this. Haitziyuhu, let's say the husband says, take her out. Ma, what's the lacha? Does take her out mean I want you to write a get? Or maybe no, he didn't say write a get. Azvua, like leave her. Ma, hetiruah ma, for be matter her. Henichua ma, leave her ma. Ha'ilula ma, asala kedas ma. All these lashonos, what do they mean? Do they mean a lashon gerushin or not? Does it mean to say, give her a get? Or no? Do kedas. Help doesn't mean to give a get. So Mara says, Ma, what's the locha? Poshet miyuchad. I could have a cold part of a raya, one I have a raya for. The Tanya will learn like this. If the husband says, also lo kedas, also lo kenimus, also lo karoli omaklum. The husband's Tom says, act nice to her, so that means nothing. It maybe means take care of her. She's a little sick, take care of her. But doesn't mean you want to give her a get. So therefore, also lo kedas, for sure does not mean giving a get. These are not the good lashonos that the husband means to give a get. You have no right to write up a get if you hear these words from the husband. All right, turn over. Then the Mishnah says like this. But we shine at the beginning, how you Omer used to say like this, Halacha was, Hayyotze b'koiler, means somebody had a psak to be killed, and they were taking him out not to be killed, to be executed. A man that was taken out by the Goyim, wherever it was, by the government, taken out to be killed. Now, the oimen, the person says, kiss for get lishti, he only says, write a get for my wife. He left out the word tenu. He did not say, give it to my wife. He only said, write the get. So we say, still it's good, you have a right to write it and give it to her. He is arei elu yichtabu v'yitnu. You have a right to write it and give it. That for sure the man means to say, give the get. He's just fatumut now, he's being killed. So he didn't say it. But for sure he meant to say, write it and give it. That's what I said at the beginning. Only such a case like this. Chazru leima, later on they changed it, said even another case. Af ha-meforash v'yetzeh b'shayara. The son is going away in a caravan, leaving home for 6 months. And before he leaves home, he tells somebody, kiss will get zel yishbi, write a get from a wife. We also say, what the husband meant to say is write a get and give it to her. The husband's going away now, he doesn't know if he'll ever make it home or not. He doesn't want his wife to remain in the gun or yibum. So he also means write the get and give it. That's what he meant. We have a shimmich, a zuriyam, he has done in Edom another chiddush. Af ha-mesukin. Even in the case where a guy is sick. A guy is sick in bed, and he says, yichtavu get, write a get to my wife, even though he does not tell the sefer to give it, we say most probably what he means to say is, write it and give it. Since he's sick right now, he's a choyla, so the same thing, he's zicha means to give my wife a get, she should not have to fall to give him. Mar says now, Geneva yaitse bekulhevi. Geneva we had before the Maisim, he was a Baal Machloikas, he used to argue a lot, but now by studies he was caught in the case, they were taking him out to be killed. Ki yevi koi nafag, when he's going out, Omer he said like this, Havu arba meyiz zuzle aviyavino mechamro den hopanya. He gave word, like when they were about to take him out to be killed, he gave word and said, listen, told his kids, Mistama, I want you to give $400 to Rabbi Avino from my wine in the hopanya. So Madni, he didn't say, he said $400 and he said from my wine. Inshallah, what exactly does he mean? Does he mean cash or does he mean wine? So Omer Reb Zerab says like this, Dovu Rav Avinu.